Coming up after nine, don't forget Kevin Hillier is in, filling in for Finey, who's filling in for KB. Now, Finey, I'm not too sure whether you heard Finey on the way home yesterday. He was struggling big crook,
I think.
So I think it's a good deal for everyone that Kev is here. He'll be with you after 9 o'clock. Dean Jones and Rowan Connolly, his special guest. Steve Fenwick joins us from stevefenwick.com.au. He's the editor of techguide.com.au. Check out the podcast on Tuesdays, talking gadgets. Hello, Steve.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good. Let's talk about Apple. They've announced a battery replacement program for the old iPhone 6S.
Yeah, that's right. It's not like the Samsung recall, where this is not a safety issue. There is an issue with the iPhone 6S battery from between September and October, sold in 2015 last year. The issue is that the phone may unexpectedly turn off. That's the worst danger. So again, it is not a safety issue, but there is a link, and I'll put that on my website, where customers can go and check the serial number of their phone to see if they're eligible for a battery replacement. So if your battery has turned itself off, or if the battery runs out really quickly, this may be the reason. So check it out. You'll get a free battery replacement.
I reckon I might be one of those. I just picked up my phone to check, iPhone 6. So I'll have to check that one.
Yep.
What else is going on, Steve? What about the new laws for the P-platers, mobile phone use? What does it mean for you?
Yeah, well, here in New South Wales, the laws, I think, have caught up with what you guys are doing down there in Victoria, and it's ruled out any kind of mobile phone usage for P-plate and L-plate drivers. So you cannot use your phone in any way. There was provisions earlier to be able to use it for GPS and possibly for your audio, but now it is all banned. You cannot use your phone in any way. These laws in New South Wales only came into effect a few days ago, so there may be a few people driving around thinking that it's okay to use the GPS on their phones if they're on their P's. That's not the case. And if you are caught, you're going to lose 4 demerit points, which could actually result in a 3-month suspension, because you don't get that many demerit points when you're a P1 and L-plate driver. So be careful out there.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea, Steve. Thanks for that. Check out techguide.com.au and the podcast on Tuesdays. I tell you what, how often do you drive along and you look at the bloke or woman next to you and they're looking down on the phone? It happens all the time.
Yep, no good at all. I've stopped. I've been guilty at the lights before of checking, and my kids have said, "Dad," you know, and my wife said, "Bad role model." So no phones in the car.
I've got the Apple CarPlay or iPlay or whatever it is, where it just hooks up to your phone, and you can send messages through voice, and that's the safe way to do it.
That's the safe way to do it.
Thanks for that, Steve.
I know, we're out of time, aren't we?
We're out of time. We're done and dusted. It's been good fun. Glenn McFarlane in the studio tomorrow. Brendan Julian will have a chat to us as well. And don't forget, Kevin Hillier is up with Dean Jones and Rowan Connolly.
Dino's got a new book out too. He launched it yesterday, so good luck to him. Dino's Cricket Tips. It's supposed to be an absolute beauty.
So is it a coaching book, is it? What is it?
The tips you get when you don't go to the Cricket Academy. Martin Blake, who's written 4,000 books this year, he's penned that with Dino.